Henrik and Das, they started to speak about how after a person, the two halakim beforehand, in Shlav Shlishi of Das Atzmenu, and Das says the Rach of the Al Yeshua spoke about a person being aware of their midas, being misakin their midas, understanding their midas. Over here in Das Torah, we're talking about Das Torah, a person being mischaber to Torah, and getting a Das that's based on Torah. We spoke about the last few weeks. Very yisoid is the gezachin of how does a person, after a person creates, means, I'll say in the following way, if a person doesn't fix his midas, then b'chol you can't even begin to be a kli gil of a Torah. We spoke about the concept of kli reka and a machzik. A person who's not misakir his midas doesn't get to the mitzvah stage that we spoke about the last few weeks. But after a person fixes midas, he's hard. You have to bring brokenness into your life. So we spoke the last few weeks about chav and gedayla, about mitzvahs. Mitzvahs mean kedusha to the goof. Mitzvah brings kedusha to the goof. Mitzvahs create a recognition that there's a mitzvah, that there's an ebishta. What we spoke about last week about Yerushimayim. The Fize in Perek Shlishi, Omer Reish Test, the Al Yeshua says a Neuridika Nafkamina, which is an entirely different perspective. Kol mitzvah is alusi v'knisa l'toich oylem shekedusha. We now know that the role that mitzvah plays is much more than just doing the mitzvah, quote unquote. We now understand that the mitzvahs are shekitshanu v'mitzvayza v'tzivanu. Mitzvahs lift us up, they take us into a world of kedusha, and then we're a kli kibbol for Torah. Ki ner mitzvah, the mitzvah is the ner, the Torah or, and the Torah is the or that lights on the lantern, on the kli kibbol. So mitzvahs take us into the world of kedusha. So Gali Shul, Achidish Neira. Leir HaKaseichel Tzorach Lizalois, and not only the Seichel needs to pick itself up, Ela Adam Kuloi, but the entirety of the person. Al Kol Koichas Nafshe V'Gufoi. Says Gali Shul, B'Gishtenu L'Karev El Atzmenu Torah Mitzvahs, if we want to approach, if you want to get close to Torah mitzvahs, shaleti sha'arena kidvar mibachutz, that they don't blab external, aleinu l'karev davkes ha'guf ha'kachaysav, we have to harness, bring into the picture the guf. Ki hu ha'hepech ha'atmi sh'aruchnis v'kedusha. Because the guf is the opposite of ruchnis. Hu ha'misnagid ha'yikori l'sa'al ha'adam, the guf is the ikar opponent of a person shtagim. Ech nuchal l'sa'alim b'gufeinu, so how can we ignore our bodies v'la'ashir ha'ruchnik v'yatar? He says a mavul de gazach, he's going to say a mavul de gazach now, which is not so well known. Zokta Ali Shor, a tremendous chiddush, which is a telada of what we spoke about the last week. Zokta Ali Shor like this. If mitzvahs would not be actions that a person needs to do, because Eberstein said to do it, he came into the world to do what Eberstein said. So then, do the mitzvahs. Oh, but vibalt, I'm just saying a tifazach. But vibalt, the purpose of the mitzvah is kachena by mitzvah zachah, is to make your guf a clean kibble for Torah. Because the Torah was given to the guf. Oh, then the guf has to be brought into the picture. The guf has to participate in the mitzvah. Because if the guf's not going to participate in the mitzvah, and the guf blabs outside bystander, so then you haven't accomplished the kachena by mitzvah zachah. You haven't accomplished anything. The guf doesn't want to be part of it. So vibalt, the tachlis and the tafkid of the mitzvahs is to inject kedusha into the guf. The meila, I have to have that the guf participated in the mitzvah. The guf willingly joined in. If you drag the guf along to do the mitzvah, you're not going to get the kachen of a mitzvah secha. Agav, this dilemma was the shakavataria. This was the dialogue that the malachim had with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to peches. In Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Malachim said, what are you giving Torah to Yehud Isha? Said Moshe Rabbeinu back, you have this, you have Tavis, you have Yetzaharis, you have fathers and mothers that you get along with, don't get along with. What did he answer? Explains the Maral, Amorit HaKazach, I want to share Amorit HaKazach. Maral says that we know, all the storm bring down, that Sfiras Omer goes from the Korban Omer all the way till Shuas, which is the Shtei Halachim. Marshal speaks this out in Rosh Hashanah, Baruch Hofer Gedol, the Maral, but the Marshal already spoke it out in Rosh Hashanah, that's his name. The Omer was a Korban which came from barley, so Omer, which is Michael Behema. And the Shtei Halachim, which you bring on Shuas, is Michael Adam. Tzchitim, Tzchitim is Michael Adam. So the Marshal over there, Rosh Hashanah speaks out that Sfiras HaOmer, the reason why we count to the Korban HaOmer, the famous Kasha, what does the counting have to do with the Korban? The Korban's a Korban, which is a Tvua Dikra Korban. Masantis to Sfiras HaOmer explains to the Marshal and everybody else that the Korban HaOmer, which came from Sa'irim, which is Michael Behema, is where we left Mitzrayim, and it spans, it bridges us all the way to Shuas, where Tavan Torah, we become a mensch. Michael Adam is Chitim. Why is Michael Adam Chitim? The Marshal speaks out, because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Chitim makes a person intelligent, Chitim makes a Dafayin, Chitim brings Das. The Gemara over there says that Eitz Das was Chita, and if you want a child to raise his intelligence, you give him Chitim, then you give him Dagon. Says the Marsha, Menela, Michael Behema is Sa'ir, Michael Adam is Das, that's Chitim. And the Sfiras HaOmer bridges from being a Behema when we love Mitzrayim to being an Adam. It's very interesting. The accepted Pshat that is that Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, they hadn't done any work, so they were on a darg of Behema, Sa'irim is Machal Behema, and you have to work yourself to being a mensch, getting das, fixing your midas. The Maral says it's Pung Fakert. The Maral says that the reason why Sfiras HaOmer starts from Michael Sa'irim, Michael Behema, which is Sa'irim, is because the Torah was given to Behemas. It was given to people who have a Behema Shatzat to them, and the Torah was given to lift them up. Pung Fakert, he says. He says, Pung Fakert. And the Maral says, that's the Pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu ends it back to the Malachim, you have Yetzirahs, you have Taibas. What's the answer is that? The answer was the Torah was given as a tikkun. The Kedushas HaTorah, the Tafki, the Tachal HaTorah was the tikkun of the Sa'irim of the Michael Adam. So the Mahalach of Sfiras HaOmer that we go from Sa'irim, which is Michael Behema, to Michael Adam is Pumfaker. It's coming to fix the Gof, it's coming to fix the Gashmiyas, the Behema part of you, to lift it up and to create a Kli Kibble that the Behema part of you is raised. That's Shlemos Adam. It wasn't that it come into the world that his Gof is one agenda and his Neshama is a different agenda. That's why the Malachim don't have the Torah. They didn't get the Torah. We got the Torah with our Michael Behemishkeit, with our Adam Yisoydim offer the Seifel offer, with all Michael Behema, with all the Asirim, but the Torah was given. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says we're all into the Malachim. Name. Remela says Ali Shur, that he felt the whole Indian of the Sinas HaTorah was to Adam, not to Malachim. Malachim, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. You don't have Yetzer Hara. The Torah wasn't given for you. The Torah was given for the ability to take the guf, the same guf that outside of this building people act like animals and behemoths and vilde chayes in the jungle. That same mensch could lift himself up and become a Rabbi Akiva, and become a Moshe Rabbeinu, and become a Ktzais. And become a Baruch Ben, become a Reb Chaim, become an Avnei Nezer. It's the same mensch. Become a Vilna Goy. The same person. The same Behemo. The same Michael Behemo. And the Torah could stell it avek. Zokta Ali Shor, Azei. Then your goof has to be in the game. Your goof has to participate. And he brings a shocking, life-changing raya. He says like this. He brings the Chuvas Aran. The Drashas Aran. What I'm saying over is Aran. Okay? Not Aran. The Drashas Aran says that Yitzhak Avinu, before he gave the brachas, he asked to bring mat'amim, to bring good food. In fact, the Ran in Drosheni, Sabbat the Maisa, what does he need food for? Why does everything need food? Sometimes I go speak in America, people say they don't give a shtickle spread. People are not coming. Mat'amim. Say, we have to have food? It's Americana Shemaisa, that's the Pshat the Parsha. Yitzhak Avinu says, first we have food, and then we do the ruchnias. Without food, nobody's coming. That's a pshat, that's a pshat. As I fact around, what's my time business? We're giving brachas over here. We're talking about the major event in the history of the world, that Yitzhak Avinu is giving over the hemshech of the bracha of Avraham Avinu. Zok the Ran, Ava Masha Achshevei Bahu. Zok the Ran, I'm going to translate it in my words. Every time a person goes into a major ruchnias act, there's a thing called Teva HaMeitzik. The Teva, the Nudger. Meitzik means to nudge. Your body nudges you. Your body's nudging you. Your body says, I want this, I want that. And you're not calm. Biglal Hisnagdos. And that's why he says that when the Novi wanted a make himself ready for Ruach HaKodesh, he has to fix the teva, calm it down, and then you'll be ready to bring the guf to participate in the full mensch. You can't bring a half a mensch. You can't bring a half a mensch to Avodas Hashem. And that's why he says that Yitzhak Avinu, before he gave the brachas, told the guf, calm down, let's give it what it wants. So it won't bother me, it won't disturb me, and I'll be able to participate in the Avodas Hashem with a ganze guf. That the guf won't be matzik, won't be nudging me, I'm hungry, I'm tired, I want this, and he brings the next paragraph. That's why Talmud Chacham has to eat what you need, and sleep what you need, and do what you need. Avad, we have to fight our bodies. No question about it, we do that all day. But you have to supply what it needs. Why? Why is it so important? Because you need to bring the guf into the picture, because otherwise you're not going to have kachena mitzvah secho. You're not going to have the totality of the experience. I want to tell you a story. There was a yid, he happens to be a cousin of my mother, the Shalom. It's written in one of the swarm of the Chofetz Chaim, Meir Ein Yisrael. He was a yeshiva bacher. He wanted to sleep under the bed of the Chofetz Chaim to hear how he got up. Yeshiva Shemaisa. So he slept on the bed. I saw the Maisa. I knew the yid, by the way. He was my mother's first cousin. Oh, Tom of Radin. He slept under the bed, and the Chofetz Chaim got up in the morning. He was in his 80s. And the Chofetz Chaim had a conversation with himself. What was the conversation he had with himself? He saw Meir, get up. So he says, no, I'm tired, it's cold. So he said, what do you mean? You have to get up, Shabbos. I'll hear it on a little ad lib. It's a Radim, they didn't have Shtibuch. Okay, probably 1 million at first Kriya Shema. They probably didn't even print anywhere the second Kriya Shema in Radim. So, get up. I don't want to get up. I'm tired. It's cold. It's freezing, Radim. Yeah, it's freezing. And then there was a very interesting conversation. He said, you're an old man already, take it easy. He wrote to Mishabur already, wrote to Chofetz Chaim. This is a dialogue Chofetz Chaim is having with himself. And then he said that he told the Yitzhar, you're also an old man, just as old as I am. You're up already this morning. I can also get up. He got up. Chofetz Chaim got up, went to Daven. That's the story that the Shiva Bacha said over. So I had a kasha when I saw the story. The chutzpah of the guy to go on to Chofetz Chaim's bed, say, leave it. It's not important. I understand. We get up in the morning, we have our alarm clocks, we pop out of bed. Have a whole conversation, some kids just get out of bed. You're the Chofetz Chaim, right? No, you want to get up, you don't want to get up, you're old, you're young, it's cold, you ought to Mishnah Berurah, you didn't write the Mishnah Berurah, you have no more form to write. Well, we're better than him. Alarm clock means we press, what's the thing called? What do you guys have on thing? What's the thing another time is? Snooze, then I don't have it. You press snooze, right? Another time, but you get up in the end. You have a roommate having us a dialogue, you know what to do. Sometimes people call me for those times of buffering. And you know, the boys has a dialogue. Get up, not get up. You're old, you're right. It's cold, not cold. You're old, I'm old. Get up, finish. What's just a cup? I'll tell you what the shot is. Chofetz Chaim stood one day at the corner over here at Zonneveld on the way to the Shtibulach. It could be any Shtibulach. And he saw thousands of buffering going to Davin. He saw their neshamas, but without their guf. Their guf was in bed. Ani b'mito v'nishmosi b'shtibloch. Dead bachrim who didn't really get up, but they got up. So their neshamas dragged their guf to daven. But the guf didn't want to get up. Didn't agree to get up. That the first have to get up. Also, starting shiduchim soon. And he wanted people to say that he goes down. But tzibur, it's called the death march. It ends marching to shachris. But the guf's not there. Chofetz Chaim said, I'm not davening like this. Ich gehe nicht davening. That's not how I daven. I don't go davening like that. I don't go davening with 10% of my body and the rest of it's in bed. So he sat and convinced himself that he has to get up. I'm telling you the emes of the story. Chofetz Chaim said, I'm not going to daven with 30% of my thing and the rest of myself is in a different place. I don't remember where I was and where I am. What's the purpose of davening if only 30% is turning up in the shul? He got himself out of bed and he convinced himself, let me, all of me is coming to daven. Not to get all of you out of bed when you're 85 and rotten and it's freezing and you have a mechutzif under your bed. It's not so simple. It's a whole parasha. Chofetz Chaim says, ich gehe davening, and I'm going to go with my whole guf. But that requires that a person takes care of his guf. Says the Ram, Matamim, calm your goof down. You have to check yourself. Speak something later on, Ali Shore. You're sitting for a Seder. you're sitting for a Seder, and you're not sitting for a Seder. You're jumpy, you're coming, you're going. You're agitated. Makara, are you hungry? Are you angry? Are you tired? Because you went to sleep too late last night because you were being machriya, important world events in your dira the night before, that we will probably see the results in the next few days. Because I was getting to the achra stage, and Rabbi Zainu Shevadiris, and I decided, is that why? Are you in touch with your guf? Did you bring your entire guf to first Seder? Or you bought 10% of it, and the other 80% is in bed? Now that's a huge gap. Your dira is 2 blocks away, and you know what a tug of war that is? It's a 2 block tug of war. Did you bring your guf along? Did you have breakfast? Breakfast varies. You're giving the guys only breakfast. Why, you're a tiny Israel Averis? Last time, you don't take care of yourself. And then you're jumpy, and then you're agitated, and you go out for one coffee at 10 because you didn't eat breakfast. You went out for a second coffee at 11 because you didn't eat breakfast. And you just went to take a rest. And you woke up after sleep, it's like they say. You're in touch with your guf. The Iran says you have to be in touch with your guf. Yitzhak Avinu was in touch with his guf. He supplied his guf with what it needed. Because he understood that I'm bringing the entirety of my guf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of it. It needs to come along for the ride. And that's why Rabbi Seinu, you know, they always say, oh, it's a Moritha Gazach. The Helig of Goyen, Morono, he ate 2 dry crusts of bread a day and drank 2 cups of water, something like that. That's what they say. Plus minus. When the Goyen's mother came to visit him, so she said, I'm worried about you. Mein Kind, what's going to be with you? So he didn't say, Elam Haz is a Trefa Zach. He took an iron bar and he bent it in half. He told the mama, I'm a Zeta. That means he said, I'm doing, I have enough. I'm in fit shape. The stipler, if you read Orchus Rabbeinu, the story of the stipler's life, it's an interesting story because there are funny details like this one. His Gabbai wrote it, it's an interesting book. I read it when I was a Bachus, this is from 40 years ago. He wrote that the stipler had to have herring juice with his bread every morning. If they couldn't supply herring juice, then he couldn't eat the bread. I'm talking about herring juice in Bnei Brak 50 years ago. Ayin Shom Heitev. And he couldn't eat the bread. Forget Hakashi. He says, Abal Taiva, eat the bread. That was his bare minimum that he needed to take care of himself. Chaim Shalevitz, Moron of Rabbana, said that he doesn't have fleshik, because he can't learn Second Seder. Now, if you learn Second Seder, the Rav Chaim Shalevitz learned Second Seder, then you need to have lunch. We don't need Baruch Hashem. We don't need to have fleshik for lunch, by the way. We don't need it, because by the time we come, by the time we go, and we're ready, we have fleshik for supper. Which we're thinking about the whole second Seder. We have less Megushim than Chaim Shalevitz. Chaim Shalevitz needed Fleishik for the second Seder. We don't need. But he learned the second Seder that Kol HaTorah Kula, Biyun, Ad HaSoif, and Oiz Kechesh, the Kol HaTorah Kula, with the Kol HaTorah Kula, multiplied by the Kol HaTorah Kula. That's called learning. Mesil Sashom says, the Mavel Tikka Skiri Zach. Mesil Sashom says, in the end of the Esperik, it looks like a Reform rabbi wrote this. Tell me if I'm exaggerating. Ha'anos ha'olam, the amount of pleasure that a person should take, ein rosh yilo ella le'ezel v'siyu bavad. The person should only take what he needs to support his avodas Hashem. V'shiyelo nachas ruach v'yishuv adas. Should have nachas ruach and yishuv adas. V'man yuchol afanos libra l'avodah azayis v'talsav. You should be able to clear your mind and your heart to the avodah that you need to do. This is the equation. People ask me all the time, privately, panels, how much Kashmir should you take? I take it back. Nobody asks. I apologize. They should. How much Kashmir is supposed to take? The Sioshom says. The amount that you need, Nachas Ruach, Yishuv Adas, the man you call the fanu is Liboy Elavid, your heart, not your mind, your heart, your emotion. You should be calm. That's a very interesting equation, no? I could take what I need, that my heart is calm, that I can, the fanu is Liboy, I can clear my mind, Elavid Azoyz. That's an unbelievable equation. So should we do like the Goyin? Should we do like the stipler with the herring juice? Should we do like a Chaim Shalevitz? The answer is, whatever you need, the Fanois Liboy. Rav Shach, they say, had one shirt when he was in Slutsk, and then the one shirt that he washed in the Slutsk River once a week, and when there was ice, he broke the ice to wash it, and now it dried. And then his one shirt got ripped. It's all documented. But it was ripped in the back, Baruch Hashem. So he sat with his back against the wall in Slutsk all week. Now, are we able to learn like that? With a ripped shirt in Slutsk in the back, washing in the Slutsk River. Now, they didn't have these endless laundry companies landing on you, waiting for you to pick up your laundry. one shirt, Slotsk, 1890 or 1910. We can't do it. Okay. We can't. We can't. Does that mean that we're Mekushim? No, it's not our Lefano Isliboy. But here's the catch. Why doesn't anybody like this line? Here, the Mesillas Yesharim gave everybody in this room a blank check to do whatever you need, Lefano Isliboy, whatever you need. Isn't that liberal? Isn't that Moiridic? They should put this into the ads for the cheesecake. Lefano Isliboy. I'm not a copywriter. Yeah? The problem is, nobody wants to hear this. You know why? Because after Lefano is Liboy, that's it. After Lefano is Liboy, after your heart is clean, and after you brought your whole goof into the game, that's it. But we don't want to hear that. So it's easy for us to present Yiddishkeit as saying, no Gashmias, like we're Catholics. No Catholic. So what's that? If everything is Asur, then everything is Mutter. Because everything else we can't live with. And anywhere we're Shkotzim. So then everything's about them. And Gendik, let's bring it on. That's the world we live in today. Mesillas Yesharim says, L'man yuchal l'fanos libo. What gives you Yishev Hadas? You need that? No. Fanos libo. Another guy says, Echkenish, that's my third car. I need to make a $40,000 kiddush for my daughter, otherwise I can't have Yishev Hadas. That's, by the way, psychiatric. That's not the fanos libo l'avodoso yizbola. Right? We agree? It's not. So how do you know? It's a whole science. Whatever you need. Yitzhak Avinu taught us this, says the Joshua Zaran. He taught us that before you go into major spiritual activities, take care of your guf, because you need to bring your guf into the game in order to have kachen or mitzvah secha. Otherwise, you're on a death march where only 10% of you turned up for davening, like the Chofetz Chaim said. Mind you, for the finest leeway. And by the way, I want to get on something else. Mesillas Yesharim says that the Homa Torah of Olam Hazeh is the finest leeway. That means that if you do Avodas Hashem without the Fanos Liboy, who call that the Joshua Zaran, Teva HaMeitzik, the Nujarai of your Gov, then you're not doing Avodas Hashem properly. Because what do you Fanos Liboy? I'll do the Avodas Hashem, I'll put on the tefillin, I'll shake the love in my heart, it's all over. Nervous about that, and worried about that, and tired from that, and angry at Yanagai, and hungry. Jibach, always hungry. It's a state, it's a matzav, and din kavro. That's not the Fanos Liboy. Yeah, so it's very Harry-ish. You eat breakfast, you eat lunch, you eat supper, you go to sleep on time. I know it sounds terrible. I can't even believe I'm saying such a thing in this medrash. It's shocking. Man yuchal l'fanos liboy. You have to ask yourself, how much panos liboy do I have to avodos yisborach? Or when I do mitzvahs and davening, I feel like I'm being torn apart by the teva hametzik, what the Ran called. That's not kachena mitzvah secho. L'fizeh, we have a new havana, what the Svarim said. Gemara says, in Pesachim Da Samaches, Hakom Beidim on Shuas to Beinam Lachem. Everybody agrees that Shuas, you have to have good Sudas. Other Yom Tovim Mishayla. Shuas is, in fact, everybody, out of all days, Shuas is the day to fast. That's for Ryan Tone and learning. Shuas is the day to Lachem. So Rashi says, Pashu Shad, you have to show your Simcha for Torah. I go, it's interesting. How do you show your Simcha for Torah? With a good meal. That is also Chiddush. Well, that's the way to show your Simcha for Torah. You show your Simcha for Torah. Everybody saying a Shikot Torah, which is Agav State in the Sfas Emes, that the Yom HaDin HaShuas is that it comes down Shemayim, all the Chiddush Torah you're going to say all year, Chaparayim. And that's why he said there's an Inyan on Shuas when I say a new Havon in something. Get a Klorkai and a Zach, because that's the Kli Kibble for all the Chiddush Torah you're going to say all year. Atei Shtein Helik is Sfas Emes. That's the Yom HaDin. Everybody knows the Yom HaDin. It's the Yom HaDin for your Chiluk in Torah. It's for your Havonah, for your Hischatros in Torah. But Akabon and Nazul in your Nenu. What's the business with the food? So Rashi says, to be happy, say that, but that alone is a kasha. I'm going to show my happiness by eating a stickle cheesecake for Torah? If the first Torah says, yeah, bring your guf into the picture. That's the shlemus of Torah, of kachena mitzvah, that your entire guf is deeper. In Svarim state, not like Rashi. In Svarim state, that the reason why Hakobinu bin Elohim is because that was the answer that Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Malachim. Torah was given to Basavism. So the spitz shlemus of Torah is that you have the correct usage of Olam Hazeh. That's the shlemus. You know when you know you have the shlemus of Torah? That you are able to take the lachem, punkt on Shavuos day, not the fast. On Shavuos, you'll show. So if you have a statement, if your Shavuos is going to look like your Purim Suda, right? And you walked 4 miles for a Suda and came back at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then you said to Chavuso, is it Purim or is it Shavuos? he mixed up Yom Kippur of the Zohar with Shavuos. So, and then the guy says, what do you mean? How could Torah be in Lochem? You know those guys? You know, there's a certain type of guy that knows certain Gemaras to quote. They know that Rabbi Yochanan was a blacksmith, and they know that on Shavuos you have to have Bein Lochem. That's not a pshat. Bein Lochem means the Shlemus of Torah is that you're able to bring your entire goof into the picture in the right measure. That's the Shlemus. That's the Shlemus of the Bria. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told, what it called. The Torah wasn't given for Malachim. It was given for Behemoths. It was given for Michael Sarim. It was given for people that Lochem talks to them. And Fakert, Ayidei the Torah, we can channel the appropriate and appropriate usage of the Bria for Avodas Hashem. That's the Shlemus of Matan Torah. That's the Yisoid. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. No, you made a mistake. It's for us. It's for the cheesecake people. With the right amount, in the right place, for the right purpose. L'fanos libo, l'avodosa yizbarach. L'fanos libo, l'avoida azois. Yishuv adas, v'nachas ruach. And then the avoid is b'shlemos, and the entire being of the person rises up to be dovak in the Yibishlev.